I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com. Campaign signs for Francis House School Board candidates Randy Cook and Ashley Strum were stolen from four locations in St. Peter's, waiting to an investigation by local police. Strum and Cook believe the thefts were politically motivated, as the signs were funded by the Francis House family's Political Action Committee. Strum expressed disappointment, stating that the thefts silenced community members who financially supported the campaign. Despite the incident, Strum remains committed to her campaign, undeterred by what she views as intimidation tactics. A proposal to allow a drive-through coffee food truck at Frankie Martin's Garden in Cottleville was rejected by the Board of Aldermen last month. The plan aimed to amend the site's zoning to permit a coffee truck operating daily from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the food truck row. Applicant Mike Ryder assured the efficient traffic management and affordability, but concerns over congestion, especially during school hours, were raised by residents. City officials clarified that food trucks cannot be left overnight. Ultimately, the motion failed, halting the proposal for now. The St. Charles County Council approved $872,000 contract with MA's Contract Contractors for concrete removal and replacement in Flint Hill, Cottleville, Weldon Springs, St. Paul, and Darting Prairie. The project will address deteriorated street and sidewalk pads and subdivisions, with sidewalk repairs specifically in St. Paul's Riverdale subdivision. The cities will fund the work from their 2025 budgets, scheduled to begin around March 10th. The projects must be completed by August 29th. At the end of last month, Missouri lawmakers passed House Bills 243 and 280, which would prevent courts from using pregnancy as a reason to deny marriage dissolution or legal separation. The bills, which would revise state law, were bipartisanly supported by Representative Cecile Williams and Representative Rachel Prudy. Williams shared her personal experience of being unable to leave an abusive marriage due to her pregnancy, highlighted the bill's importance for victim safety. Advocacy groups also voiced support, and the bill passed unanimously. It now moves to the Missouri Senate for further discussion. I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com.